Tell them what we're here for.
Hello.
I was going to call you Thomas McNally then, and I was like, why?
Is that the name of the cat from the Aristocats?
No, that's Thomas O'Malley.
Ah, I was close.
Yeah, close.
What's Thomas McNally then?
Just, I don't know.
Just some guy.
Yeah, it's you.
I'm some guy.
Yeah. Thomas some guy McNally. He's the worst gangster in these parts. But we let him join because he makes good cakes.
And that's what gangsters are all about.
Yes, cakes and murder. Murder cakes. Makes. Or curders. Yeah, we shot him in the head and we had a fucking sponge. I just imagine, like, I don't know, like one of the crays, like shooting the guy, they'd be like, someone just give me the fucking sponge, quick. Just like thrusting it into his mouth. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's good.
Fucking calm down, Reggie, have a French fancy.
Yeah. Oh, God. You fine jam tart. Anyway, sorry, introduce us, Tom.
Poorly Read. Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read at the Movies.
Yeah, Poorly Read at the Movies. Everything's streaming now. You're never gonna go to the cinema again. Oh, you silly cow. Oh, fucking hell, yeah. What fucking film are we doing today, Thomas?
We're doing Mulan.
Yeah, fucking Mulan.
Mulan.
Yeah, so one of our listeners, Mr. Robert Silva, this is his favourite Disney film.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh. Hi, Rob.
Yes, and his wife is of Japanese heritage, and she doesn't like him to watch it. She's like, my fucking country didn't renounce war, so you could watch some Chinese bitch strap up her tits.
I assume that's what she sounds like.
No, she's lovely. They watch it together.
Watch it? That's clever.
Yeah. Why?
Because we're an audio format. Oh, you mean the film?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't hide them in my closet while I'm recording. Oh, God. That's a Patreon perk.
Hide in Gifton's closet while he records.
Yeah.
Wanking optional.
Yeah, she got a wank with an object that represents the film of the week.
What would it be for this film?
A fan. Or jade anal beads for beauty. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the only two good songs in this whole film. Anyway, so.
I don't think the film's that great, to be honest.
No way, Thomas!
I mean, it's fine. It's a decent enough film, but I think as Disney films of this era go, I think it's like a 3-star one.
Oh, no, I really liked it. I thought it was like, okay, for me, so if I would say Hercules is like a 5. Yeah, maybe this one is like a 3, but not because it lacks anything. It's just by its nature, isn't it's not as like fantastical, I guess, because all the others are quite magical in like their stories, I guess, but this one is quite like real lifey.
Yeah, apart from the ghost and the dragon and shit.
Yeah, like that's kind of like a very, not a very small thing, but it's quite a,
it's not the main focus.
Yeah, so maybe
just a means by which to provide a character for comic relief.
Yeah, exactly, whereas the others are all quite, I guess Pocahontas isn't either.
Guess not. I can't really remember Pocahontas. I guess the magic is just that she suddenly understands the language that this white guy speaks.
Yeah. So, like, we can't give these ethnics too much magic. They might overthrow us. Anyway, fucking Attila the Hun attacks the Great Wall.
Attila the Hun, supposedly, yeah.
Attila the Honey Monster. He's like, they're great. What does the honey monster say?
I don't know that the honey... Did the honey monster say anything?
I feel like he did. If you're going to make a cereal commercial, just get a kid singing they're going to taste great.
Yeah, that ends well all the time.
Yes. That kid did not kill himself. Although he should have. So Attila the Hun. Attila the Hun. He's jumping on the wall, you better run. If you live in China or... Oh, what one's in China? Or you're a miner. You could be really young or work with coal. Anyway, yeah, Attila the Hun lands on the Great Wall of China and goes to kill the guard.
Yeah, the guard who doesn't realize that an army is attacking the wall until they're literally there and throwing grappling hooks over it. It's not a very good lookout, is he?
That's true, but I guess it was dark and they didn't have any fire and they didn't have binoculars.
Why didn't they have fire? I suppose fire wouldn't help, actually, if it was, like, misty.
Yeah, unless you set fire to the surrounding trees. You're like, oh, I can see everyone now, but China's burning.
Yeah.
who would have thunk? Anyway, fucking Attila with his... I gotta say, he's quite sexy in a way.
Yeah?
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
He's a big hunkin' brute.
Yeah, and he's got a moustache.
Which is a prerequisite if you're going to be having any gay sex at all.
Yeah. Moustache, a pair of aviators, and HIV. Anyway, so anyway, he fucking goes up to the soldier, and the soldier runs, and he gets to the oil fire thing just in time and lights it, and all the others light up along the wall to alert the emperor that the Huns have attacked.
Yes. Now all of China will know you're here.
And he's like, well, now all of China will have to throw me a birthday party.
I can't believe everyone in China forgot.
Yeah. I don't like marzipan. Anyway, so we cut to Mulan.
Yeah, after a brief scene with the emperor saying he wants to conscript as many young people into the army as possible.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I did write that down and I skipped it. Yes, fucking Mr. Emperor, who I also think is quite sexy.
Oh, yeah?
I think all the men in this film are sexy, apart from the fucking council guy.
Yeah, what about the Three Stooges?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they're not.
No.
Although the fat one, there's something quite cute about him.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's just very soft-natured. That's kind of nice.
Yeah, he is a bit, isn't he?
Yeah. He doesn't care what I wear or what I look like.
It all depends on what you cook like. What do you cook like?
Not very well.
Yeah, well, maybe that's what he's looking for. He doesn't say that he's looking for someone that cooks well.
That is true.
I don't mind what she wears or what she looks like as long as she can't cook.
Yes, and McDonald's, Pizza Hut, KFC. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, boy, let's get out of that Justy app. Daliba, woo-hoo. Anyway, so fucking Yemula. Yeah, so the emperor's like, we need an army. And then the general's like, oh, we've got an army. And then the emperor's like, we need more army recruits. And the general's like, I shall recruit the finest men in China. Not yes. The finest men in China. I will recruit some
men in China.
Yes. And it's fucking Mulan is preparing herself to meet the matchmaker.
Yeah. She wakes up late. Classic Mulan.
Yeah, fucking classic Mulan. She woke up late because she tried to make a clock out of a piece of straw and a spinning plate. She's like, when the straw burns and the plate falls, I'll wake up. If I have a straw long enough, it'll burn for exactly 8 hours. But she set fire to it and it burned the house down.
She woke up and her family were dead.
Yes, she was like, oh, fuck. Fuck Mulan, not Far Mulan.
Now there's no one else in my family, so I'll have to go to war.
Yes, but at least now I have all this honour. Oh, Dad, you still got some honour left? And he's like, and she's like, oh, Dad. Oh, thank God you're alive. I was going to suck the rest of your own. It's okay, though. Mother's dead, so we can finally get married. Anyway. So, yeah, her dad's, like, praying to the ancestors, like, ah, please let Mulan bring honor to the family.
Yes. But she fucking doesn't, does she?
No, she fucking don't. She fucking goes into that matchmaker's office. She's like, oh, I wasn't expecting you to look like this. And the matchmaker's like, what? She's like, you know, a tall, skinny chocolate stick. She's like, aren't you funny? You know, matchmakers. Matchmakers. See, that's the kind of comedy you turn tune into Patreon for. Christmas comedy. This truly is a quality street. Anyway, fuck it, oh yeah, the matchmaker comes out and she's like, Fa Mulan. And Mulan's like, and runs in.
Calm down, girl.
Yes, calm down. Mulan's like, sorry. I've obviously got some honor left in me. Anyway, fuck it, oh Mulan has to do a little quiz and then serve tea.
And that cricket, man. That cricket just ruins it.
Yeah, so her grandmother gave her a lucky cricket during the song that Mulan... Oh, the song is... So it's my favourite song in the film, but she'll bring honour to us all.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, the grand's like, so she gave her anal beads, as we said before.
Yep, yep,
she gave her a cricket just for luck. And Mulan's like, oh, but I've got no one to play this with. Oh, God. Anyway, so, yeah, fucking, yeah, the cricket that is just for luck jumps in the matchmaker's
ruins the whole fucking thing. If that cricket wasn't there, she'd have done fine.
Yeah, and then a matchmaker would have paired her up with some fucking outstanding Chinese gentleman.
No, and her dad would have gone to war, probably died.
Yeah, died.
Left her a nice inheritance.
Yeah, sent her back a whole fucking tub of honour.
Yeah.
But yeah, it all goes fucking Pete Tong. The matchmaker ends up with an arse on fire. Mulan throws tea over her to put it out. And the matchmaker's like, you will never bring honor to your family.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, what does Mulan do? She fucking strips naked, jumps on a horse and runs into the river.
Because that's how you bring honor to your family.
Yeah, so her dad's like, Mulan, come on. She's like... No, I'm going to stay in here until my nipples go all wrinkly. Dad's like, oh, I'll come join you. And then you hear Sebastian just go, there you see her. Getting wrinkly in the way. She don't got a lot to say, but she got lots of fun. Oh, God. Anyway, fucking hell, no. Mulan goes back home and he's well upset.
Yeah, and sings the reflection song.
Yeah, I hate that song too.
Oh, really? I thought that was a really good one.
You would, Tom.
Would I?
No. But yeah, she fucking wipes off her makeup like with one sleeve and it all comes off perfectly. And I was like, fucking hell, mate, you need to market that shit.
I know, right? That's a superpower. I've seen the efforts it takes to remove makeup.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's not fun. And sometimes you just go to bed with it on. Anyway, fucking hell, the council from the emperor comes along and he's like, every family must submit one man to join the emperor's army.
Yes.
And he calls out Fa, what's her last name? Yeah, what is the fucking Fa? I can't remember what the last name is.
Well, that is the last name. He says the Fa family.
Oh, of course. Do you know what? I'm thinking that Fa was like a... a term that you would use before
name
kind of thing. I didn't put, the Far family, not the Near family. Boing! Yeah, and the dad's like, I take this scroll with honor. And we were like,
yeah. Control yourself.
Smudgy, smudgy. And then, so they all have dinner that night, and everyone's silent because the dad knows he's going to go to war and die.
Yeah, and then Mulan gets all, "You shouldn't have to go," and spills her tea everywhere.
Yeah. And he's like, "Oh, what's your honor?"
It's a cardinal sin in China.
Yeah. Fucking hell. You wouldn't... Oh, I can't make that joke work. I was going to say, you wouldn't spill your tea for all the tea in China. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
You get that joke out of here. But yeah, she's like, "You have no place in the general's army." And then he's like, "I know my place. It's time you knew yours." And she's like,
"Oh, he turned that phrase back on me."
I would love it if that was like the standard Chinese orgasm sound. Oh. Oh, God. Anyway, so fucking Mulan runs away. Not away. She runs out of the room, but then decides to take Mads into her own hands.
Yeah, we get a full, like, 80s-style montage song.
Yeah.
It's just completely out of, like,
I know,
keeping with the
rest
of the
soundtrack.
I never
understand it. I don't know why you would have that. You should just have, like... some, you know, like some classical strings and stuff, like,
yeah, something that's like in keeping with the vibe of every other piece of music in the soundtrack.
Yeah,
it's just out of nowhere.
Yeah, I feel like someone snuck that into the final print just as it was going off.
Yeah,
someone's like, "Who the fuck put this in?"
Someone without any honor.
Yes, Steve from Long Island.
Yeah. Fuck you, Steve.
Anyway, yeah, she fucking cuts off her hair, puts on her dad's armor, goes to see the horse, and the horse is like...
The horse is like, "Oh."
She's like, "No, it's me." And he's like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't recognize you with so much honor." And then she fucking jumps on the horse's back and saddles out of there.
Yeah. And then we get the little ancestors over in the little ancestors' hut that, I mean, does every family just have one of those?
I mean,
I guess so.
Maybe in China.
Yeah.
Their gravestones light up, and I thought that was very pretty. And then the lead ancestor comes out, and he wakes up Mushu the dragon to wake up the other ancestors.
Yeah, he calls him Demoted One. We never know what Mushu got demoted for, I don't think.
Oh, no. Do you know one of the ancestors is a soldier with his head cut off, so Mushu failed to protect him from dying. Because one of the ancestors goes, "Oh, you mean just like you, you protected... what's his name?" And then the ghost with the head goes, "Yeah, thanks," like that.
Oh, must have missed that.
Yes, you must have been too busy playing with your honor. Anyway, so fucking
I just needed it. You need to be honorable while watching this film.
Yeah. And so they say, "Mushu, go wake up the big stone dragon." So Mushu tries to, but he fucking breaks it.
Fucking snaps its ear off.
Yeah, and then a fucking thing just crumbles.
Yeah, I mean, how are you supposed to wake up that dragon then?
Well, he was banging the gong.
He was banging the
gong. Yeah.
What else is he supposed to do?
Maybe he's supposed to kiss it.
He's supposed to kiss it, give it a little tickle underneath.
Yes.
Stimulated stony honor.
And after 20 minutes, Mushu was like, "Nothing's happening.
You're just not pressing the right spot."
Yes. "It's a lady dragon, you see." And he's like, "Ah, it's what I'm having for lady." Anyway, so he breaks it, and then he has to pretend to be the stone dragon when they call out to him. And he's like, "Yes, I'll go help Mulan." So he goes to help Mulan.
Yeah.
Anyway, so fucking, yeah, he meets Mulan, and Mulan's like, "Ah," and she stamps on him.
Yeah.
And he dies.
We're glad we got rid of him.
Yes, I don't like red things. Unless it's a dog's penis.
The horse is like...
And she turns and whispers to the horse, and she's like, "Have you ever played with a dog's penis? You'd be surprised at how sensitive it is." And then the horse is like...
The cricket's just staying in hidden.
Yeah.
Nothing lucky about that.
"Sometimes I play with it and then it ejaculates, and then I throw it in a pot of boiling water and I eat it." And the horse is like, oh! And Mulan's like, yes, precisely.
Oh.
Anyway. Oh my god. So yeah, fucking Mulan goes into the training camp where they're training up the new recruits for the army. For the fucking army?
Makes a right kerfuffle.
She makes a right cock of herself. Oh, God.
Which is handy because that's exactly what she's trying to do.
Yeah, she's trying to act like a man. So she starts harassing women. That's what you boys do, isn't it, Tom?
Show me a woman, I'll harass her.
I'll harass her and I'll get paid more.
Simply the only way to deal with them.
Yeah. No, she sort of tries to make friends and she doesn't. She ends up fucking everyone off.
She just ends up fucking everyone.
Yeah.
Gotta get that honour.
Oh, God. And Mr. Shang, he's not Mr. Shang. His name is Shang. He is the son of the general and he gets put in charge of the new recruits. And the counselor, well, not the counselor, the council guy from the emperor is not happy about this.
Yes.
Which I don't really know why. Like, who the fuck is, like, does he want to be the guy in charge?
Yeah, he's just, like, got it out for him for no real reason. I guess because he worked for his position and the guy, he thinks that he only has been made captain because he's son of the general.
Yeah, which is true.
Yeah, I mean, but he's good at it.
He is good at it. He is good at it,
Tom. He is good at it.
Yeah, he's got a lot of honour. Anyway, so fucking Shang comes out and see that Mulan has, like, decimated the entire set of recruits by accident.
Yeah.
She made them all fight each other.
Doesn't take much to set off us men.
Yeah, it's just fucking throw a jelly bean in the middle.
Exactly. I'll fight you for it.
Yeah. So Shang's like, And Mulan's like, is he okay? And then her friend guy is like, he got dropped on his head as a baby, but his dad wants him to be the general. And she's like, oh. He can't talk at all. And he can't go to the toilet by himself.
Oh.
Oh. But he can cook a mean stir fry. She's like, fuck me. And he's like, is that your name? And she's like, yes.
They go to sleep. The next note I have is Huns are evil. I think that must mean we get a little scene with them being evil.
Yeah, the Huns kind of get the guy, main guy, Attila, I guess, gets brought a doll.
Yeah, well, his name's like Zhangju or something.
That's it. Why they didn't make it Attila the Hun, I don't know. I guess maybe it just wasn't historically accurate.
Yeah.
But who gives a fuck? There's a talking dragon. Yeah, he gets brought like a doll from the village that the army are resting in, and everyone can smell army things on it. So he knows the army's waiting for them over the main pass or whatever.
Pungent.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I smell musk, I guess. And... Smegma.
Smells like men.
And Lynx Africa.
Yeah. Some sort of year 7 disco happening down there.
Fuck yeah. But we cut back to Mulan and Shang's gonna make a man out of them.
Yes. In my favourite song in the film.
In the worst Disney song ever put on record.
I can't fathom why you think that.
It's so bad. I think it's legit terrible.
But why?
I just think the melody is bad and the lyrics are shit.
I think both of them are amazing. The melody's got such an interesting rhythm to it.
Oh, I just thought it was terrible.
Yeah.
It would have been better if it was like, let's get down to business. We gotta defeat their Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons? And I hate that mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
Yeah?
It's like, oh, fuck off. He should have said, like, mysterious when I'm hiding outside your tent. Wanking off. Oh, God.
Come to think of it, nothing mysterious about it.
Yes, I do it in plain sight. I even hold a candle over my head so you can see me. I bop the candle up and down on my head and stroke my penis. It's a massive, well, it's a massive penis, of course, but it's a big feat to do them in tandem. It shows great mental articulation. That's why I'm general, you see.
All right, we've got to find a way to replace the song's lyrics with those.
Yeah. Oh, God. Stroke your dick when I'm sitting outside your tent. Stroke your dick, popping candles on my head. Stroke your dick. Oh, God.
Nice, nice. I knew you were up to the challenge.
Anyway, fucking, so it starts, that whole bit starts with him shooting an arrow into the top of a big pole.
Yeah.
It's like, whoever can climb my dick and take it off gets to keep it. My dick and the arrow. No, a real pole, a big pylon. What would you call it?
I call it a big wooden pole.
Yeah. Or it's a tree without branches. It's a naked tree.
Yeah.
It's a naked disabled tree.
No arms and only one leg.
Yeah. It's a quadriplegic tree that has to... Oh, don't worry. Anyway, so... Yeah, so what's his name? Shang shoots an arrow in the top and is like, by the end of this montage, someone must take the arrow from the top of this naked disabled tree.
Clear?
Or what we should now call the nabled tree. Or the nablery, I guess. Naked disabled tree. The nablery.
Yeah, everyone has just stood around like...
Yeah!
Do we start the montage now? Or...
No, sure, he's still trying to work out the name. And he's like counting on like three fingers, like naked, disabled tree, the nablery, or the trenacled.
He's like carving words into the side of it and then just crossing them out. Like, no. Yeah.
And his erection's just getting bigger and bigger with each one he carves. And he's like, oh, I'm almost there.
I got to retrieve the arrow myself before long.
But it's like, I know, we should call it... The tradegula da da da.
Perfect.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It just comes over the base.
Extra slippy.
Yes. So now no one can climb it. But he backs away into the tent humming. And everyone's quiet. And then you just hear like. Oh, God. And he's gone through the back of the tent and he's doing like a backward circle around the camp. Anyway, so fucking Mulan climbs it and gets the arrow, throws it in front of Shang.
Yeah. But halfway through the Be A Man song, he's like, you're not suited for the Rage of War, pack up, go home, you're through.
Yeah.
Why was she not just like, okay.
Yeah, but she, I liked that because like she did just want to prove that she was far Mulan.
Yeah, not close Mulan.
Yes, not middle distance Mulan.
No.
How many other ranges can we find?
I think that covers all of them.
Far, near.
Ah.
I know, I was thinking the same thing.
He just said it the wrong way around.
I know. Oh, God. Oh, that is funny.
So they march and sing the song about a girl worth fighting for. Oh, they march because Mushu writes a fake letter saying that their unit is required on the front line, so go.
I didn't understand why he did that.
Yeah, because he overheard the bureaucrat guy saying to the captain that once the emperor receives my report, this unit will be disbanded and you'll be out of the military forever. So Mushu's like, all right, we need to get this unit up to the front lines now then, so they can, you know, get involved in the war and not just be disbanded.
Why not just intercept the report?
Yeah, it's not a good plan, is it?
I guess that's why Mushu isn't a guardian.
Yeah, I guess that's why that other guy lost his head.
Yeah.
Because Mushu does dumb shit like this.
Yeah, he just gets too excited.
Yeah, sets off a firework by accident.
Oh, that bit really... It didn't piss me off because it was the type of thing that Mushu and the cricket would do, but like...
Yeah, we'll leave those two alone.
Oh, God.
I just imagine that's what Mushu's orgasm looks like. Nothing to do with the war cannons.
You are one lucky bird. So, yeah, they fucking go marching.
Yes.
And they sing A Girl Worth Fighting For.
Yes. What do you think of that song?
I couldn't care less what she wears or what she cooks like. It all depends on what she, I don't know, fucks like.
Hooks like?
Books like, did you say?
I said hooks, but books also work.
Hooks like, yes.
How good of a hooker is she?
Yes. 5 for the upstairs, 10 for the down, 15 round the bank. Five, 10, 15. I like it when she bends over like cattle. And when she lets me shake my snaky rattle. I like it when she joins me in my steaming sauna. And when she takes all of my honor.
Oh, those rhymes. How does he do it?
Anyway, so they're fucking stopped abruptly at a burning... Which is so dumb because they would have seen that, like, sort of, like, before the song ended. It wasn't, like, over a hill. It was, like, yeah. Right there. And I hated that.
That seems to happen in films a lot.
I know. Like, oh, just go around a corner or something. Do you know what I mean? Just... Oh, but yeah, our fucking village has been burnt to the ground.
They were so caught up in their song, they didn't realise it was happening in front of them as they were approaching. They didn't speed up their march or anything. They just carried on singing.
Yeah, they were grabbing like the bloodied victims, like, why do we want a girl we're fighting for? Oh, God, but yeah, fucking the Huns have burnt the village to a crisp, and they then go over a hill and see the entire Chinese army slaughtered.
Yeah.
Including General Shangdad.
Shangdad, yeah. Yes.
And Shang, like, puts his helmet on a sword, and he's like, ouch! I don't know why, but I thought that would be funny. No, he puts his dad's helmet on a sword, and he's like,
The most extreme genital piercing ever.
Yeah. But alas, Shang, he's our man. If he can do it, then Marzipan. Anyway, so yeah, he puts his dad's helmet, real soldier uniform helmet on a sword. And bows to it. And then Mulan comes and says sorry.
Yeah. And he's like, fuck you.
Yeah. He says, fuck off. You're the reason my dad's dead.
Are those tits?
Is that an areola I can see picking out from under your armor? And why are you bleeding?
Sorry, all that talk of chopping dicks off was just so enticing.
Yes, I chopped my own off and I threw it upon the river and, I don't know. If I had had my dog right here, I would have sent my dog in after it to fetch it, but my dog isn't here. So my dick floated to the bottom of the river and it's never to be seen again. And Shang's like, well, do you want me to, like, patch it up? Because I'm sure you've still got bollocks, right? And she's like, no, I cut them all off in one fell swoop. My bollocks and my dick. I threw one bollock to the right and one to the left. And my dick was in the middle with me. And that's at the bottom of a lake. Anyway, I have to go now because I need to find something to plug this hole. And we're surrounded by snows, so I'm sure that'll do. So she comes like waddling back like a crunch for the snow. Ah, refreshing.
But inefficient.
Yes. I don't know what I'm going to do when this all melts. Because I just have to drag my ass across the ground like a dog. Anyway, so fucking hell, they they make their way through the canyons. Not canyons, it's a mountainous landscape full of snow and spooky wind.
Yes, and then the Cricket and Mushu get freaky in Mulan's, whatever you'd call it, pack.
Trolley wagon.
Trolley wagon.
Yeah.
Trolley wagon.
Oh, Mushu, you set off the trolley wagon. yeah, fucking hell, Mushu sets off his firework.
Yep.
It's like, pew, pew, pew. And then Shang's like, fuck, you just gave away our position. Because everyone's American.
Fuck, dude.
Dude, just gave away our position, man.
No way.
No way. That's totally not tubular.
Bro, our position.
Whoa. Anyway, so fucking Mulan's like, ah, sorry, mate. And then a hail of arrows come over the mountaintop.
Yeah, instantly.
Yeah. And Shang's like, everybody duck for cover.
Battle ensues.
Yeah, battle ensues. So fucking basically the Huns come over the mountaintop in their hundreds. It's so weird because in scenes like this, you can see it's like computer animated and it always looks like quite a bit different than like the regular animated scenes.
I didn't notice anything.
Ah. That's what happens when you're a gay teapot, Tom. You notice things.
Is that your self-identity? Yeah. I'm a teapot. Here's my spout.
Yes, I pour hot granular liquid from it. And I'm happy to work on Tuesdays. Thank you, we'll get back to you.
Short and stout.
Yes. Here's my handle, here's my mouth. Once you put your penis in,
okay,
and warm it up like a lovely din din. Thank you. Yes, we've got your CV on file. Anyway, so fucking, they have one cannon left.
Yeah, and in a act of complete disobedience, Mulan grabs it and runs up the mountain with it.
Yeah, and she shoves it up her fanny. Oh, pop, pop, pop.
And then fires it and rides the rocket up to the top of the mountain.
She does, and she's like, look at me, I'm king of the world. Woohoo, she says.
Yes, and then splats into the side of the mountain.
And thus ends the movie.
And then the film's over.
Yeah. Tell us all this time. No, fucking Mulan fires her cannon into the mountain. She's like, has anyone got a ping pong ball?
I think I'm about to invent a new tradition.
Yes. Yeah, so Mulan takes the cannon, fucking puts it in the snow and fires it at the mountain, and the mountain avalanches.
Yes. I think the avalanche scene is awesome.
Anyway, fucking Mulan rescues Shang from the avalanche and everyone
saved. she gets slashed in the tits.
Yeah. Don't say tits, Tom.
Oh, fuck, sorry.
They're called mammaries. Mulan's like, my memory.
Oh, my memories.
And Shang's like, what do you mean, memories? Are you saying you've got tits?
And she's like, don't say tits.
Yeah. Oops, I'm sorry, Mulan. I don't mean to be a git. Yeah. This explains why I'm having fantasies over you every single night, ping.
She's like, yeah, I think it needs work.
Yeah. My penis is hard as the dark side of the moon. Ba, ba, ba. And Mulan's like, I'm dying. She gets taken back to a tent and given medical care by a doctor who appeared out of nowhere. And the doctor tells her. Yeah. I guess they would have medical personnel on an army training camp.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, you know, she's got boobies.
She's like, call them memories.
Yes. Call them capital M's. Call them M&M's.
And then say, I'm loving it.
Yeah, so fucking he goes in the tent and Mulan's all bound up and he sees the outline of her breasts.
Yes. And a bandaged, like, bosom.
Yes. And he's like, what a great idea for this film. Let's call it Bandaged Bosom. And it'll be about the journey of your bosoms under the bandage.
Limited bouncing.
And under boob sweat, I guess.
I don't know. All these things we must find out.
It'll be beautiful. It'll be like your breasts are crying. Anyways. Anyway, Mulan's like, Shang, wait, I did it to protect my father. And Shang's like, I don't want to hear it, Mulan. She's like, no, Shang, I swear I didn't mean it. And then he gets his sword out. And then the counselor guy's like, yes, do the thing.
Yes, do the thing. And then he doesn't do the thing.
No, he's like, a life for a life. And then I can't make that joke work. I was trying to make a joke about him flinging his sperm at her and her, like, pulling an egg out of her uterus and throwing it at him.
Making a little snow baby.
Yeah, it's like a life for a life. Fucking hell, he leaves her in the snow with only her dragon and her cricket to protect her.
Yes. Some of the main Huns survived the avalanche.
Yeah, the good Huns. Yeah. Not the good Huns, but like the best Huns. The most honey of the Huns. The honey Huns. And now on Top of the Pops, it's the honey Huns. They're like, ooh, we're gonna invade that China. We're gonna kill the emperor. Da, da, da. We're gonna take over. And in the middle, da, 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 we're gonna have a makeover. Da, da, da. Anyway, so fucking yeah, the Huns are like, now let's go take over China.
Ah, good idea.
Yes. I almost forgot why we were here.
Just having so much fun in the snow.
Oh, fuck me and my, I don't know, what's the Chinese food? Noodle. Anyway, so, So yeah, Mulan is riding back home and she sees the Huns from afar.
Yeah. And then she rides back to, like, the capital, I guess, where they're having a victory parade, but they're all sad.
Yeah, because Shang realizes that even worse than thinking he might be gay, he was in love with a woman. Alas, yeah, Mulan's like, Shang, wait. And he's like, well, that sounds like Ping, the guy I fell in love with. And he's like, oh, it's you. As your tit.
As your tit gash.
guys, new band name. And then she's like, Shang, the Huns are attacking. And then he's like, you're a liar and a phony. You're a fake and you're a phony and I wish I'd never laid eyes on you. And then she's like, you would have trusted Ping. And he's like, that is true. I would have trusted Pong too, but here we are. Oh, don't you love my jokes, Mulan? Aren't you going to be sad to see them go, Mulan? Mulan. And she disappeared into the night.
Yeah.
He's like, oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
That's the sound he makes when he presents the Hun's sword to the Emperor. Oh.
Oh. And then the Emperor's like, oh.
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 And then the bird comes down and steals the sword.
Yeah, and he's like, oh.
Then Shang's like, oh.
Oh, God. No, fucking, yeah. Shang goes up to the Emperor and he presents him with the sword of the guy who's not Attila the Hun.
Yeah, but then Attila the Hun's bird comes down and steals it and brings it up to...
Yeah, she's like, give me the fighting sword.
That ain't your sword.
That belongs to Attila. I love him. Yeah, and then, yeah, so Attila, like, appears. And then fucking his, like, comrades burst out of the dragon behind Shang. And yeah. I knew the dragon was suspect because of the way he was, like, kind of a bit too, like, present behind Shang.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It does give you that little almost foreshadow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then they all, like... They grab the Emperor, take him into the main building.
Yeah.
And then the guy, you know, the trio and Shang are all like, they've got a big battering ram and are bashing the door down. And Mulan's like, they'll never get to him in time. Not with that huge battering ram trying to bust that door down.
Yeah.
Here, I've got a plan. So takes them off and puts them in full makeup.
Yeah, I've got a plan. We need an hour and a hairdryer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they like fucking shimmy up the side of the palace. And I'm like, no way this would have been faster.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And they don't even need to, like, they're dressing up as women is entirely pointless. This is a big reason of why I thought this film was a little bit,
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I get the full circle of it. They cross-dress the other way and, you know, they do the awesome thing while dressed as women. I get
It doesn't really serve a purpose, though, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's not, it's so shoehorned that it's like, it. Yeah.
I think they should have been able to like completely slip past the guards to if they were going to dress as women.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was thinking, is this entirely pointless? And I was like, oh, no, okay, they fool the guards into thinking they're concubines. But then, no, they don't. They just beat them up anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So like, well, then you might as well have just fucking descended from the ceiling like Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then they fucking get to... The Emperor, who's on a balcony with Attila the Hun, and they're having a bit of a moment.
Yes, they're having a passionate embrace.
Yes, and the Emperor's like, you know, I have not had my genitalia touched in 40 years. And Attila's like, it's lucky for you, I like old men with money and crowns. So Attila takes out his wrinkly peepee and gives it a little nibble. And the Emperor's like, ah, yes, save China. yeah, fucking hell. So they rush in on Attila for filleting the Emperor.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, shit.
Yes, I'm not gay. He made me do it. And Attila's like, oh, guys. no, he wanted me to. He's like, no, I'm not gay. You were the one sucking my dick. Anyway, fucking, they rescue the Emperor by throwing him overboard.
Yes, and ziplining down the thing.
Yes.
And they put a remarkable amount of confidence in that rope.
I know, right? I was like, you guys. You guys are crazy.
Yeah, you guys, you crazy.
Yeah, then fucking Attila and Mulan fight. No, Attila and Shang fight, and then Mulan fights.
Yes.
And then she cuts the rope so Attila can't reach the Emperor.
Yes.
And then...
And then they have a bit of a chase fight.
Yeah, where does Shang go? Because he isn't in, like, the final...
He's down there. He gets... He has a fight with Attila for a while. And he gets incapacitated, I think. He's just on the floor there.
No, fucking... No, Attila's about to say something, do something to Shang. And then Mulan calls something out. That's it. Attila goes, you're the one who tried to kill me. And then Mulan goes, no, it was me. And she like puts her hair into a bun. And then he's like, the soldier from the mountain.
The soldier from the mountain.
Yes.
Like that.
And she's like, no, this is what I wore to see my matchmaker. He's like, She's like, don't you think I look pretty? He's like, well, if I went that way, then yes. Which I do, because you look like a boy. So yes, I do think you're pretty.
How wrinkly is your peepee?
Yes. Is it wrinkly and 6 foot long? She's like, No. Think of the opposite of that.
In which case, I'll kill you.
Yes. I'll widen that dirty gash. Anyway, sorry, that made even me feel sick. Yeah, so she runs and he chases her.
Yes, and smashes all the pillars in the building with one swing of his sword.
Yeah. She's like, hee hee. It's like, run, run, fast as you can. You can't catch me. I was dressed as a man. And they end up on the roof and fucking, she's like, Mushu, go get some fireworks. And Mushu just jumps out the window, luckily lands on a flying kite, fucking soars over to the firework pavilion, gets a rocket and straps it to his back.
Oh, Mushu, what's he like, eh?
Wow, what are you like? I was trying to say that, you know, Chinese impression of an Irish accent saying, what are you like? What are you like?
Wow, that's a lot of accent hoops to jump through.
I know. You know, some people say I look like me da. Anyway. yeah, Mulan and... I was going to say Mulan and the constable start fighting on the roof. He's like, oi, oi, stop fighting, Mulan.
What's going on here then?
Yeah, she disarms him with her fan.
Yeah, and then pins him to the spot with a sword by his cape.
Yeah.
Which he's not strong enough to pull out of, despite smashing several support beams of this building in one sweep.
Like, that would have ripped instantly. But yeah, fucking Mushu fires a rocket at him and until he gets blasted into the firework pavilion and blows up.
Yay, the enemy's dead.
Yeah, and then Mulan jumps off, uses her bat wings to fly to the ground and yes, lands softly on the stairs.
And then the Emperor comes up and does the whole bluff. You yeah, did all this bad shit.
Yes.
How do you know that?
I know everything. Also, the councilman drew me a picture. I've come twice to it already.
I've seen your tit gash.
Yes, so much honor.
But you have saved us all.
And for that, I thank you. And then he bows, which is a big deal because earlier he said he wasn't going to bow for Attila the Hun.
Right, right.
But he does bow to Fa Mulan.
He does.
And he's like, now you are near Mulan.
And then everyone else bows.
Yeah, and then the whole of the congregation like gathered their bows.
Yeah,
and this is where I almost cried, but I can't feel anything anymore. So, and then Councilman Council Face,
Councilor McCouncil Face.
Yeah, he's told to find a job for Mulan on the Emperor's Council, and he's yeah, like, "There are no openings on the council." Emperor's like, "You can have his job,"
and he's like, "Brr."
Yes. Do you know what his job entails, Mulan? She's like, does it involve your penis? And he's like, correct answer.
He will fit in well here.
Emperor penis has the most honor. And she's like, look, I ain't been funny, but I just want to go back home. He's like, well, here, take my medallion and take this sword so your family will know what you have done for China. And I was like, well, how is the family going to know what she's done for China just through that? The emperor should have written a letter that she gives to her dad first and then gives him the medallion and then gives him the sword.
Right.
And the letter was signed with the emperor's seal.
I can't send this letter. I haven't had my seal sign it.
No, no, hold the pen with your mouth.
Get that ball off your nose.
Anyway, so...
But she jumps straight on her horse, who was there up on the steps.
Yeah, because that horse is cool, even though horses can't climb stairs.
Yeah, it just knew. It knew to be there.
Yeah.
And then the captain's all awkward.
Yeah, he says, you fight good. And she's like, oh.
Actually, it's you fight well. And he's like, oh, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Yes. I much preferred when I thought you had a penis. I mean, anyway, she fucking, yeah, she runs, not runs, she rides back home. Her dad is sitting in the Blossom Garden.
Yes.
And she presents the sword and the medallion and says, "Father, these are the things. And I finally brought honor to our family." And then he's like, "All I wanted was for you to come home." Then they hug.
They have a little hug.
Yeah.
And then Captain Schwang turns up.
Yeah. And the mum and the gran are like, And he's like, "Hello, ladies." And the gran's just like, "Oh," and just fucking a century's worth of fucking gush just comes out. She's like, "Mind your step." And his foot just like sticks to the floor. And she's like, "Oh, that's what happens when your diet consists of Murray mince and Werther's." It's like, oh, granny. You and your granny sauce. Anyway, so fucking he goes into the garden, sees Mulan.
What happens? Oh, she invites him to stay.
"Mulan, I've decided that you're okay as a girl too. I would like to penetrate you and impregnate you with my children." And she's like...
"Impregnate you with my, what are they?"
Yes. "You have good childbearing hips." Here, is that enough of a compliment? She's like, "I guess so."
Yes.
Yeah, it's either you or my dad, so... Oh, God. Anyway, fucking Mushu is in. No, she says, look, he's like, "Look, you forgot your helmet or your dad's helmet here." And she's like, "Do you want to stay for dinner?" And he's like, "I would love to stay for dinner."
Yes.
And he's like, "What is for dinner?" And she's like, "Grandma's chicken salad." Anyway, fucking Mushu's back in like the ancestor temple. And he's like, "Come on, man, I did a good job." And the ancestor's like, "Yeah, you did."
Even though I'm not sure he really did. He did a couple of useful things at the end. Like
he did a lot of useful things, really.
Yeah, he was a pain in the ass a bit as well.
No, but he did guide Mulan and he gave her moral support and sort of helped keep her like morale up.
Yeah, I guess.
He's like, "Can I be a guardian again?" And the ancestor's like, "Yeah, bitch." And makes him a guardian again. And then
they have a confetti party.
Yeah, ghost confetti.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say next time. I can't even bother to buy some for a wedding.
Just imagine a camera panning across a load of wedding guests and everyone like throwing confetti. It gets to you and you just say ghost confetti.
Oh, fucking hell.
Also, what sort of wedding would it be if you were expected to buy your own confetti and bring it?
Oh my god. A cheap one, I guess.
A real cheap one.
Yeah. Oh fuck. But yeah, credits.
Credits.
Yeah, there is a Mulan 2 and I don't know what happens in it.
Neither do I.
I wonder if it's good. I bet it's not. Yeah, if you've enjoyed this, then I don't know, send us money in an envelope.
It's a much more efficient method than subscribing to the Patreon, which you obviously already do.
Yeah. Sign up under a new email address so you can pay us twice. There we go. But yeah, if I can come back next time for more good things. We've got a good one next time.
Have
we? I don't want to say what it is in case.
Oh, okay. I can't remember what it is, but I'm excited now.
Ah, in the words of Fa Mulan. Oh. So yeah. I've been gifted.
And I've been Tom.
And, there's been...